Steve Dale here for Lisa Dent on WGN. It was called the Newsroom Temperature Check. I believe I'm going to call it, Is It a Bunch of Baloney? Is that a good name for it?
Well, it's not usually a, like, hey, is this story true? But it's either something that's kind of baffling you, or it's like a funny news story, or, I don't know, sometimes it's just like Guinness Records.
Well, I said what I said, though, because you know how there are lists at mm-hmm. the end of, at this point in the year for everything,
oh,
right?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I have a list for the states that have consumed the most bologna.
Oh.
Oh. Uh-huh. So you're naming it after your story.
Got it.
Yes, yes.
Prioritizing.
Well, yeah. Okay. It is all about me. That's how it. That's how the Oprah-sounding guy is, I guess.
Understandable.
Yeah, yeah. So what state do you guys think is number one in bologna eating?
Wyoming.
Rhode Island.
Louisiana.
Okay, none of you are right. It's West Virginia.
Oh. Hmm.
And that means it's ranked number one. They eat in West Virginia about 11 slices of bologna per person every year. Can you imagine?
Ew.
Illinois, though, doesn't do badly when it comes to bologna, which we know. Illinois is number 22. That means about 3 slices per person. So we're really tight on time, guys. I'm sorry. I took up some of that. Lauren, go first.
I just love coming across these stories of Temu horror stories of orders. Obviously, it's not a very reputable place, but one recently came out after a woman wanted to order a Christmas decoration. It was like a wreath. It had a snowman in the middle. Very cute. But what happened when the package arrived, the woman opened it up, and it was just a piece of paper with a picture of the wreath on it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Which apparently, as they started posting this story, other people have said that they have ordered things that they thought were the actual item, and it was literally just pieces of paper or like metal with pictures of what they thought they were buying.
Good Lord.
Now, is there a competition as to whose story is best?
No, not officially. Internally, yes, I feel that way sometimes.
I think there should be. Jack, do it.
Mine,
top
I'm
that.
I don't know if I can. Staying in the holiday spirit here, we got a list of what quarterbacks and other players in the NFL got their offensive linemen and teammates for Christmas. So Patrick Mahomes, the great quarterback for the Chiefs, got his offensive linemen Rolex watches.
What?
Oakley sunglasses, some boots, and a pair of recovery leg sleeves, Whoop bands, and an item or two from Louis Vuitton and Yeti coolers. So
Jesus.
When you have the big contract that comes, I guess you can spend all that on your offensive lineman. Joe Burrow gave his offensive lineman samurai swords.
That's awesome.
They wanted guns, and he didn't really want to give them guns, but he thought swords were better, so that's pretty cool. Brock Purdy gave his offensive lineman new trucks.
Yeah,
he bought Tacomas. 10 new trucks.
Yep.
Yeah. And then, keeping it local, DJ Moore, I just saw this on his Instagram, gave all the wide receivers go-karts.
Nice.
And there's videos of them on social media. Keenan Allen, Roma Dunze, all those guys sitting jammed, all the big football players jammed in a go-kart. But they got that. And then Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley got their offensive linemen personalized golf carts with their names on it.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, they deserve those.
Especially for those two. A lot of good stuff around the NFL during the Christmas time.
I don't know that they deserve that stuff. I mean, really.
Not our O-line.
No, exactly, not the Bears. Yeah. The Eagles do, though. Yes.
And the swords, I'm not sure that's a good idea. Don, do it.
When I saw formally on the rundown here, I thought the segment was in the rear view, so I didn't find a story. But what I did want to mention is that I had a deep fried turkey for the first time ever yesterday. My brother-in-law, ooh, Tom, made one. And it only took like half an hour. You know, he puts the oil in the like tube in the backyard, and just this thing is bubbling and it's crazy. And then it turned out to be the best turkey I've ever had. It was moist and salty, and comparing it to like the 5-hour oven roasting that you need for a turkey to like half an hour and coming out the way that it did. Deep frying seems like the way to go, people.
And you didn't bring us any?
There's none left. We ripped through it.
That's a mistake.
I'm sorry. Next time I got to save some, though.
Well,
absolutely.
At least you could say your story was a turkey and be okay with that, I suppose.
Did I win?
Lauren won.
I think Lauren won,
yay.
For sure.
I thought mine.
Definitely not the bologna story.
I'm making up for my music performance.
Yeah. All of us needed to make up for that.
I'm sorry you guys didn't like the bologna story.
Deli would be okay. The sliced is really what offended me for the bologna.
I understand.
Makes sense.